Lesson 15. Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Aim. To show that God will bless all those who choose to follow him, even though they might not be Israelites. Ruth leaves Moab. This is the story of a young woman of Moab named Ruth. She became one of the most faithful women of all the family of Israel. This is how it happened. Elimelech and his wife Naomi left their hometown of Bethlehem in the land of Israel because of a famine. They took their two sons and went to the land of Moab. Here, their sons married two young women named Orpah and Ruth. Later, Elimelech died and his sons died as well, so his wife Naomi and her two daughters-in-law were sadly left as widows. Naomi felt very unhappy and wanted to go back to her own land. When she heard the famine was ended, she decided to return. Orpah and Ruth set off with her. But on the way, Naomi thought that it was better for her daughters-in-law to stay in their own land, in their mother's house, for she had no more sons for them to marry. Orpah and Ruth were very sad. They had learned to love Naomi. They wept at the thought of leaving her. But in the end, Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and turned to go home to her own people. When Naomi saw this, she tried to convince Ruth to go back as well. But Ruth would not. She told Naomi not to ask her to leave. She wanted to follow Naomi wherever she went to stay with her. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. When Naomi saw that she really meant it in her heart, she said no more and they both went to Israel. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. God cares for Ruth. Ruth lived with Naomi as she had promised. They were very poor, but Ruth worked hard to look after Naomi. God's law provided for poor people. They could gather enough to eat from those who had plenty. God told the people in the law that when they were reaping, they had to leave some behind for the poor people and those with no fathers or husbands. So Ruth went out to gather corn behind the reapers in the fields. This was called gleaning. Now it happened that God directed her to the field of a very rich man named Boaz. He was a good, kind man who loved God. Ruth found out, too, that he was related to Naomi's husband who had died. He was a kinsman, that is, a close relation. So she was very glad that God had guided her to this field. When Boaz came from Bethlehem to the field, he asked his servants who the stranger was that was gathering corn. They said that her name was Ruth and that she had come back with Naomi from the land of Moab. Boaz told Ruth not to glean in any other fields, but to keep close to his maidens. Ruth was very grateful and asked Boaz why he had been so kind and taken notice of her when she was a stranger. Boaz told her that he had heard from his servants of the love she had shown to Naomi, that she had left her father and mother. She had left their own land where she was born and come to the land of Israel. Boaz said that God would reward her because she had learned to trust in him. He told his reapers to drop some handfuls on purpose so that Ruth would have plenty to gather. Boaz marries Ruth. Boaz grew to love Ruth and he married her. God blessed them with a baby boy whom they named Obed. Not only were Ruth and Boaz very happy, but Naomi was happy again, too, and she helped care for her little grandson. So God blessed all those who put their trust in him. Obed later became the father of Jesse, who was the King David's father. Many hundreds of years later, another baby was born into that family. His name was Jesus. God had called Ruth out of Moab and blessed her because she was faithful and kind. Lesson for us. What a lovely person Ruth was. We can learn from her to be kind and thoughtful, thinking of how to please others. We are Gentiles, just as Ruth was, but we can join the family of God and become Israelites. This is what happens when we are baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the God of Israel will bless us as he blessed Ruth. Remember these points. 1. Ruth chose to leave her people in Moab and return with Naomi to Israel. 2. She wanted to serve the God of Israel. 3. She took care of Naomi. 4. God blessed Ruth and made Naomi very happy.